Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, it took me until, what is today? March 12th of 2026 to hear the most ridiculous thing ever.
What?
March 12th, 2026. Mark this date as the most ridiculous day ever. Because Josh came in this morning and said he was locked in a dressing room for 30 minutes.
I know.
I was. And it's not my fault. I did everything right,
30
Jeremy.
30 minutes in a dressing
room.
Well,
I said 25.
You said 30.
I said 25.
25 minutes in a dressing room.
Just round it up. That's
really?
All.
You were in a dressing room for 25 minutes?
Dude, I couldn't get out. So I went shopping yesterday. I kind of did what Katie likes to do, and she likes to do her little fashion shows. Well, I was like, I want to get some new athletic gear. So I went to an athletic store near where I live. And I had like maybe four things to try on, and I like you can't get in there without getting customer service. So a lady had to get in and unlock the door for me, and I get in there, and these are not like the doors where like you can see under and above. Okay, this is like a full room.
All right.
That you can't escape from.
Really?
And, no, truly. And so I'm trying on my clothes. I find the ones that I like, and I'm ready to get out. And I go to it's a silver handle, and I go, and it does not give. It doesn't give. And I'm pressing the lock button. I'm like, okay, unlock, lock. Like, I'm not an idiot here, Jeremy. And I cannot get out. And so I'm like, well, like, panic sets in. I'm like, what do I do? Like, I don't know. Like, there's nothing to call. Do I just yell for help until someone unlocks the door? Truly.
So I'm like, the woman go that let you in. What was she doing? Up front,
well, this is a massive sporting goods store. Like, she didn't just wait there. It's not my mom. She didn't just wait there for me and is like, honey.
Really? A lot of these places, they do. They got the person that hangs out in the back there and folds up the clothes that nobody wants.
No, this isn't in the back.
They got their little headset on.
This is in the middle of the sporting goods store in the men's section.
Oh, and so you were at Dick's.
Okay, yes. Okay, wow. Yes, I was.
Nailed it. Yeah, all right, so you're a dick.
Yeah, so I'm there, and no, so this is right in the middle.
You didn't steal
it.
You didn't do anything wrong. We're not,
bashing. I didn't, no, not at all.
We're not bashing dicks.
Nope, and so...
the morning
today.
Is young, though.
Not
the morning
today.
Is young.
Well, essentially, there's this thing in there that looks like a credit card reader, and it's... I didn't realize this when the panic set in, but yeah, you can press a little button and it says, like, it's automated. It was like, how can I help you today? And I was like, stuck. I don't know, like, what do I do? You
help.
Speak to it? Help me? And essentially, yes, it alarm went off and it told one of the workers there, but it took me about 25 minutes for them to get the door unlocked and let me out and everything. And I have, like, insane claustrophobia because when I was really young, I got stuck in an elevator by myself, and that seemed like I was never going to get out ever. So that PTSD set in right away, and I was
just
like,
had to hit, what, you just had to hit the open door button.
No, it wasn't that.
It's
because
kind
the
of a
lady,
habit, huh?
No. The lady freaked out. She's like, I am so sorry. This has never happened. Like, this was not on me.
I'm so thirsty. Well, I'm so hungry.
I could just see you, like, putting your back to the wall and sliding down with your
thumb
in your
his
mouth.
I seriously was
I
like,
watch it go.
Joshy, stop.
I reverted to being a child.
Here. Here's where I shall die.
That is exactly what, I mean, that would be heaven for me. I would just continue with the fashion show, and I'm like, ooh, space to make TikTok.
But I tried on everything already.
By far the most ridiculous thing I've heard all year.
Look, man, it was not my fault. They profusely apologized to me.
Yeah, dressing rooms are hard.
No, they're not.
You know what? I will attest to that. They're a little harder than just like you would think.
Yeah, it's
like,
hard to be in a dressing room.
It is hard to be in a dressing room sometimes.
Yeah, you bet it is.
You're making me sound stupid.
Yeah, dressing rooms are extremely difficult.
Oh.
It's hard. Doors are hard.
Not
terrifying
Jeremy,
moment.
Trying on pants is hard.
What?
It's the dumbest thing I've heard the entire year.
You jerk.
Make a note.